guys. Welcome back.
What up?
What up? It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Hey, Steve.
What has gotten into you today? Ever since the quake. I miss pre-quake Donna. Donna just sent me an image of a clear plastic cup with, for visual purposes, iced tea inside of it. And she said, do you think my urine sample looks okay, or should I go straight to the morgue? Oh, hey, you know, Rocco's out today. You could do the cremation spot live while you're getting cremated.
I'm just trying to have fun.
Can I live stream your funeral?
Yes.
Whoa.
You can.
That I didn't expect. All my follow-up jokes out the window.
No. Oh, no, Steve.
No,
Why would you do such a thing?
No,
rude.
No.
Somebody just sent an email and said, how many times do you think Donna says OMG per show? I'm like, do I say that a lot?
You must. That's from Robin.
Hey, Robin.
I don't hear that as many times. And if someday I'm going to sit around in the office for an extra 30 minutes and put together a compilation of Donna going, aha. Hmm.
Oh.
Thank you. Aha.
Or thank you.
I could, yeah. We also got another. Oh, Donna, this is a nice email for you. This is from Christine.
I saw this.
Subject, just realized I was nearly abducted. Donna's fears are justified. I was walking from Walgreens this morning and a guy pulled alongside me and asked if I wanted a ride. And at first I thought, how kind. And then I thought, who offers somebody a ride on a lovely spring morning such as this? Obviously, he had nefarious intentions. I'm 62. Donna is entitled to her fears. Love you guys, Christine. That dates back to when she was talking about fearing that she would get abducted at some point. And Matt Belanger from TV, he said that she had aged out of getting abducted. They're not.
Which I found extremely offensive.
So he was just suggesting there aren't like a lot of
people looking for 57-year-old women.
It's better when you say
abduct.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
You know who we should target. Yeah, I don't know, but maybe you're not safe.
I don't think Ted Bundy was really narrowing it down to one demo.
Wasn't he hot, though? Isn't that the guy that everybody says was hot?
I guess.
I don't know what that man looks like.
He looks...
I'm going to Google him. I always think Al Bundy when I hear Ted Bundy.
Well, Zac Efron played him in a TV movie, so if that gives you any idea.
Oh, no, he's not a good-looking man, Ted Bundy.
No, he looks like a killer. He looks psychotic.
Yeah, he's got killer vibes.
He's got killer vibes.
All right.
All right.
Let's get to artificial intelligence.
All right, here we go.
I saw this on OpenAI. They're the group behind ChatGPT. And they were showing people what they're doing with their new synthetic voices. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. All they need is about 15 seconds of audio. And then they can take that and create. Then you could write a script. And it would sound like that person was reading it. So it wouldn't sound like, this is a computer reading your voice. So let me give you an example. We will play first some reference audio of a person just reading. And then I'll show you what they turn it into. But these first 15 seconds are the only 15 seconds of the actual human being recording their voice.
Okay.
Push you give off the ground is force. Is a push or pull that can make an object move, stop, or change direction. Imagine you're riding a bike down a hill. First, the push you give off the ground is the force that gets you going.
Okay, so that's a real person.
Okay.
Who was like a voiceover actor and was like, okay, I'll go in and do this. And just from that, it can turn into a whole bunch of different things. So they have a few different topics. So let's start with, I think it's already auto-cued to biology. Here is the synthetic version of that same voice, Donna.
Some of the most amazing habitats on Earth are found in the rainforest. A rainforest is a place with a lot of precipitation, and it has many kinds of animals, trees, and other plants.
So let's get scared for a second.
Yeah.
Let's say hypothetically for someone like you or me, it would be rather easy to grab 15 seconds of our audio recordings, you know, from the show. And then you write, I am Donna Valentine, and I don't think men should be allowed to vote, and here's why. And then it's this just this rant. And then somebody publishes it on social media. Donna Valentine caught on a hot mic.
No.
So that is the fear. But I actually feel like we're going to jump past the fear kind of quick because there are going to be enough of these that sprinkle out, I think, over the next 6 months to a year to where now anytime we hear somebody say something bad, I think we're going to go back to our first blush being, is that AI? I think we're going to become very cynical and skeptical of things, and it's going to make it really tough to determine what is true and what is not.
And it's going to get people in trouble because now the burden of proof, right, is going to be bigger than ever in your defense. Like, prove that was me.
Exactly. Let's go down to another one. There is, here, I'll give you another sample of a voice and then different languages. So here's another bit of reference audio, somebody recording it just so that we have their voice.
Friendship is a universal treasure. It brings joy, support, and laughter into our lives no matter where we are in the world. True friends stand by us through thick and thin, sharing our joys and easing our sorrows. Let's celebrate the bonds of friendship that connect us all across every language and culture.
So now, just from that, let's have that same human voice now speak to us in Spanish.
La amistad es un tesoro universal. Oh, aporta alegría, apoyo y risas a nuestras vidas sin importar.
Let's go over to the Mandarin one. They have Mandarin, German, French, Japanese. I'd be curious how this sounds in
this
Mandarin.
Crazy.
Same voice.
友谊是一种普遍的财富，无论我们身在世界何处，它都会给我们的生活带来快乐、支持和笑声。
Oh my
gosh. Now, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT and this technology, they're saying, well, this would be really cool because, for instance, for videos, podcast creators. So us, Donna, in theory, you could take our show and then you could translate it into Mandarin. And now, oh, sorry, the Donna and Steve show, hot in China.
Wow.
Right?
Just for context, why we're laughing here. Every time Steve says the word China, he makes a Donald Trump face.
I was asked not to continually do China because apparently I was saying it a lot. And we were playing.
Our boss got irritated.
She was like, guys, I hear either Steve or Donald Trump saying the word China a lot during your show. And so now all I can do is like the arms and every now and again I'll just let out a Xi Jinping. But anyway, I think that it's crazy. So in that way, I see a value to it. Their most noble reason behind doing this is for people who are nonverbal. And if there is now a way for them to be able to communicate with others, but in a non-robotic voice. And so imagine a scenario where someone no longer can speak, but they still have their faculties and they can still, you know, type, or there's even some computer things that they can do where you can think of the letters with your brain. I've seen this on 60
it's
Minutes.
Crazy.
But if you had their voice, 15 seconds of audio of them from some other video, right? A home video.
Yes, yes.
And now their voice is back.
That is so cool.
Could be really powerful. So there's beautiful potential and obviously frightening potential as well. But pretty impressive technology. That is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
We'll take a break. Donna teased us about 45 minutes back. But when we return, we'll get into a study. The 9 germiest spots in your workspace. We're all going to feel disgusted, but then we'll be cleaner as a result when we come back.
Hey guys, it's Donna here to tell you about a really great family-owned business called Energy Savers Fireplaces. It is a true local family business started in the 1970s with a great guy named Andy. Andy ends up passing on the business to his son, Jeff, whose daughters, Anna and Laura, are also part of Energy Savers Fireplaces. If you want to add a fireplace to your space, this is definitely the place to visit. If you want to convert from wood to gas, this is your place to visit. They've only got excellent reviews, 5-star reviews, and they could help you choose the right place in your home. They could work with you on the design, and they'll do a free in-home estimate. You got to go to these guys. They're so great. At least, at the very least, make them part of your research. I have a friend, Mel, who just had one installed at her cabin from Energy Savers Fireplaces. You can too. Go to energysaversfireplaces.com. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening. Mike was just talking about the big climb that's coming up on April 27th.
20th.
Oh boy.
But I'll see you on the 27th. That's right. No.
As we look back on the climb.
Thank you to Deborah for her donation today. I really appreciate it. If you're on the website, like Mike said, keyword climb. Otherwise, it's on my Facebook page too. Okay. Now we study.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
All right, should we start with the germiest spots in your workplace?
Yeah, because we've had this on our show rundown for the last 3 or 4 days.
Yes, we have.
So this is, trust us, a high-quality bit of content that we're going to give you.
You dang right.
It literally got cut from the episode 4 days in a row. Here we go.
All right, so if you're going to Lysol wipe something down, let's start with door handles.
Yes.
Yes, queen. They're usually the germiest spot, obviously, because everyone touches them. So it's a good idea to get into the habit of using hand sanitizer when you get to your desk and to your car and all that stuff.
Okay. Already a very eye-opening study. I would have never thought doorknobs.
All right, Steve. Are you going to do this for everyone?
No. Okay. That sounded harsher than I meant it. I'm sorry. Go on with this.
Your keyboard. Obviously, you're sharing that. Uh-huh.
And if you share it, nothing worse than seeing a crumb.
I'm sorry, Mike.
It's okay. I've moved past it. It's good.
I'm going to bring in one of those things.
That's all right. No big deal. I do want to know why the mouse was dripping wet yesterday. That was interesting.
What?
Wait, go back first 15 seconds? Why did you just apologize to Mike about the keyboard?
We share a computer.
And you said the thing about crumbs. And
in the prep room. Oh, yeah. Alexis and I shared the... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it would have been wet.
Yesterday, I literally put the mouse upside down and shook it, and water was dripping out of it.
I didn't spill anything.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody did.
That I recall.
Donna, you are with love.
I know. I'm a disaster. I probably have food in my hair right now. I mean, accept me as I am.
Well,
or I walk.
Hey, whoa. It's nice to hear you say this, but sometimes when I'll say you're messier than you think you are, you'll be defensive. But right now you're being open to it. So this is good.
I will tell you this. If you come to my home, it's not messy. If you come to my desk, there might be some papers and crumbs. Okay? Uh-huh. If you come to my car, there might be wrappers on the floor.
Yes. Among other things.
Fine. Anything else?
No. No, we love you. We support you.
There are over 3,000 microscopic organisms living in every square inch of the average keyboard. So just be aware of that. Yeah. Your desk, it's covered with your own germs, plus anything you pick up on your hands and your arms. Okay.
All right.
Wipe it down every now and then. The shared microwave or microwave and fridge. Again, everyone is touching the handles and the buttons. You're probably about to eat, so wash your hands first. Yes. I think of that when I go to restaurants. I feel like every time I should be going to the restroom and washing my hands.
After you touch the menu and stuff like that?
Not even that, but like your car door handle. Mm. Like if you're coming from somewhere, getting in your car, then going to a restaurant. Ew.
And it really depends on what school of thought you subscribe to most. Do you subscribe to... There's so many germs, we need to clean our stuff. You got to be clean, guys. It's filthy out there. Or are you pro, like, build up your immunity by not being excessive about it?
That used to be me.
COVID changed that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was antibacterial soap. I'm like, why? Don't do that. You're messing with my system, you know, my body, my bodily functions.
Okay, gross.
Okay, all right, fine. The water cooler and the bathroom, of course. Again, they're not cleaned as much or as well as you might think. And it's another reason not to bring your phone into the bathroom.
When is the last time that you think our water cooler handles were ever sanitized?
Never.
I would put my money on never. Yeah.
I think you're right. Elevator buttons. I usually hit the button with my elbow. That's what I do. Vending machines are even worse than elevator buttons because they have more nooks and crannies that are hard to clean.
This feels like an article that was published by Anxiety Today.
It was actually Huffington Post.
Same difference.
And your phone. All the germs and bacteria you pick up from those other eight spots eventually end up on your phone, too. So just wipe your phone down every now and then, okay?
I do that every now and then. I'm like in the middle. I'm not a germaphobe, really. And I'm sort of like pro, like, yeah, let's build up our tolerance. But if somebody in my home gets the stomach flu, friends, I'm not satisfied until my knuckles split open and there's blood. That's how clean I want to make my hands. Because with the stomach flu, one of the main ways that you get it is you come in contact with the germ somehow. And then at some point you touch your eye, your nose, or your mouth. And that's how those germs get in. So when it's that, I really get hyper.
I get, I never used to be like this, but in my home, I live with one other person. We will stare clear of one another if one of us so much as has a sniffle. You know, because like he'll be like, I can't get sick. I have a show, you know, three shows next week.
Right, right.
And I'm like, well, I have five.
I love it, Donna.
So we'll stay on separate floors just to avoid one another. And then we wipe down the remote control, everything.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. Thanks, Donna. Hell of a study. Pretty eye-opening for a lot of people.
All right, Steve. That's enough.
Hey, when we come back, let's slow things down a little bit with a Friday slow jam.
Yeah.
That's next. Stay there.
Hey, it is Rocco for MNFatLoss.com. I am on spring break right now. It was exactly a year ago this time when I went on spring break with my family, and I said to myself, this is going to be the last week that I eat all these foods that are terrible for me, that I look in the mirror not liking what I see, that I am going to make some changes when I get back from spring break. And that's what I did. I talked to the people at MNFatLoss.com, the doctor and his team. They told me the time-tested method they had to lose up to a pound of fat a day, and it worked for me. At the end of the two-month reduction phase, I was down about 25, 30 pounds. I was in the high 190s. I ended up in the low 170s. Guess what? It's a year later, I'm still in the low 170s. Thanks, MNFatLoss.com. It all starts with a free consultation. If you want to be looking better in the mirror like I am, especially with summer coming up, I'd go to MNFatLoss.com.
Hey guys, we're back. Appreciate you listening. Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun.
Hey, yay!
Thank you.
We doing a Powerball?
Yeah, I'm just Venmoing Mike right now.
What are we doing? Are we $2?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just
might as well just get it in it.
Yeah, we need to get our really wet our beaks.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to do more than that. I mean, your odds aren't going up any enough to make it matter.
3 in 900 quintillion instead of 1 in. Yeah. Yes, Donna?
I was gonna say I'm probably gonna play on my own as well.
Okay.
I assume you guys are too.
I wasn't planning on it, Donna. Mm. So this is gonna make it all right, let's go on the record real quick.
And I'm buying tickets for other people, too, who are...
If you win on a solo ticket, would you be willing to make a verbal commitment?
No.
Wait, hang on a second, you miser. To give Mike and I $1 million, you will have made $1 billion, Donna.
Depends how long it takes to get my money.
What the heck do you mean?
I mean, I don't know if they're just going to fork over $1.2 billion at the gas station. You know what I mean?
No, you have to go down to like the lottery commission and there's some depositing that happens.
All right.
But I don't care if you get it in a week or if you get it in 6 months. Don't you think out of $1 billion?
Don't you think I'm committing to other people?
No, I don't. you strike me as Scrooge McDuck.
Yes, I'd give you each $1 million.
Thank you.
All right, boom. All right.
Mike, is this reciprocated or no?
Of course.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm not 100%. Playing separate. I don't have a separate ticket, but if I did, I would give you $1 million out of a billion.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll just win and not tell you.
So that would be a pretty crummy thing. Donna just starts not preparing for the show ever. Long fur coats. After a while, we're like, wait a minute. She only lands on the helipad on top of the building. I think she won Powerball. I think she did, actually.
And I'll be like, what gave it away?
She, as she smiles, she just grills. Oh, Lord. Oh, this is goodness. Like what we said would have happened if I would have ever sued that turkey company because my wife once found a human tooth turkey at Thanksgiving.
I'm so grossed out every time you say this.
And by the way, we checked that it was a human tooth, everybody. And Donna is convinced that I could have sued the feathers off of this turkey company. And
absolutely.
I would have come in the next day. I would have had a gobbler added to my neck. Had a top hat, a cage.
You start sounding like a turkey. Every time I ask you a question, you're like...
It's my ringtone.
You should have at least reported it.
For sure.
You could have had free turkey for the rest of your life.
No kidding.
Remember the lady who sued McDonald's because her coffee was hot?
Now, she had a justified case. There was a documentary about that. She got a little bit of a bad rap. Okay. That coffee ended up being like scalding.
Like too hot?
Too hot.
Okay. I'm going to sue if my coffee's cold. I'll be like, I'm sorry.
I got to sue you. There's no other recourse here. I could ask you to heat it up. I feel like my grandma used to do that. She'd sit around long enough at a Denny's or an Eaton Park where she would say, can you heat this coffee up? And I think they would heat it up by just pouring more in. I don't think they would take it back to the microwave. But
right. Oh
my that's God. Nice when there's just you're at a constant refill. I like a carafe coffee.
No, I hate that. I hate when my water is constantly refilled. It bugs me so bad. It might be a little OCD something, but I'm just like, I'm not finished with this one. Stop. Because I also want to, you know, count how much water I'm having.
Though you never seem to care when they're refilling your wine.
Actually, I do. That's also a pet peeve of mine. It's like, let me finish. Because also, I want to know.
How many?
How much I'm having. I'm sorry I blew up.
Ted Farrell from Haskell's came on Twin Cities Live years ago, and he had this big wine glass. and it didn't look crazy big. It didn't look like he got it at like a prop shop. But it was a bigger glass. And he joked and said, this is when your wife says how many glasses of wine have you had. You can just say one. The whole bottle fits into that one glass.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I told you my story when I was over at my friend Amy's. She was upstairs getting ready and she's like, Dee, pour yourself a glass of wine if you want. I'm like, okay. So I go into her cupboards. I get a glass. I pour a glass of wine. She comes down and she goes, Donna, that's a vase. I go, oh, I didn't know.
Donna. Oh, my gosh. The fact that there hasn't been a screenplay written about you yet is a crime.
All right. I know Rocco left a slow jam.
Yeah. This is our weekly Friday rotation, right, Mike? We're not committing to anything.
We won't commit to anything. We'll see what each Friday brings us. But today it brings us a slow jam.
I'm going to slow things down.
That's right. We're going to slow things down for the lovers out there. This is the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
You know what other... I follow a lot of on... Whatchamacallits, huskies. Follow a bunch of huskies.
Wait, is that the name of the page?
No.
You follow a lot of huskies.
Yes.
Okay, I was just making
sure. The breed of dog. I follow a lot of
You follow multiple...
Correct.
Husky accounts.
Yes, I do.
My Uncle Wally had a husky.
It's a wolf dog.
What's a wolf dog?
It's like a
What's up, dog?
Part wolf. Part dog, right? Wolf dog.
Does that mean?
Like a hybrid. Right?
So they got together.
They did.
I'm assuming.
It's when a canine is produced by the mating of a domestic dog and a gray wolf.
Oh my word.
Yeah, wolf dog.
That's similar to a mule, right? Or wait.
Yeah, I guess a donkey and a, yeah.
Doesn't a mule come from a donkey and a horse?
Are we going to do this again?
I'm asking.
Are we going to have to get farmers on the line?
Mike, can you confirm?
Oh.
I feel like that's, we can just confirm and put it to bed. But I feel like a mule comes from a
donkey and a horse.
Male donkey and a female donkey make a donkey. Specifically.
Oh my god.
Everybody jot that down.
Right. Male donkey and a female donkey make a donkey.
Mule is the result of a donkey stallion mating with a female horse.
Crazy. Oh, so the female is the horse. Wow. Oh, that's ambitious.
What are you? A step ladder?
Mules tend to have the head of a donkey and the extremities of a horse.
Oh, it's like a centaur.
Similar to a centaur. I would imagine the first mule was a result of a late night square dance. I doubt a farmer was like, this horse and that donkey, what would happen? I'd love to be a centaur for a day. No, be serious.
Remember the time you were like, I could see you with a centaur.
I could see you being into a guy who's like, oh, and one more thing.
You're like, oh.
See. He arrives to the state fair to meet you at the Blue Barn with shorts on and hooves. I just thought he liked to keep his shirt on.
Alright, that concludes our music segment for today.
Oh yeah, that was the Donna and Steve Slow Jam.
Oh my gosh, I can't. That might be one of my favorites.
Oh man, Centaur Talk always does it for us. He takes you. He's like, hey, we need to swing by and meet my uncle over at the horse barn. He's a horse. Donna's looking around his ear. That's him.
Oh, my God. You are so mental. Man. Oh, my God. I can't. That was great. That was oh, my time. God.
That's from the week that people have been emailing us talking about our good, tight shows.
Yeah, right? We go into this old music segment. And never talk about music.
But we played
once.
The intro.
That's right.
So it still counts.
Oh, man. What a journey. We have to go.
Let's see here.
Anything else?
They got some emails here.
Wolf dog.
Oh, ick. Every time Steve brings up the poor Lou's story of the tooth and the turkey, it reminds me of when I was pregnant with my second. Oh, I haven't read. I'm cold reading this. I craved green beans, opened up a can of green beans, and just started chowing without looking into the can. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And there was something extra chewy.
Oh, I can't, Steve.
I must.
No.
It was someone's Band-Aid.
No.
I lost it. To this day, I have never opened up a can of green beans ever again. It's been 34 years. Good Lord, the memories.
What was it?
A Band-Aid. Band-Aid.
Okay, I can live with that more than a tooth.
Well, I know it was used.
It was someone's Band-Aid.
It was somebody's Band-Aid. They cut themselves and it fell in
while they were working at the plant.
So you got all their...
All right, you're right. It's all gross. Here's a message from Brenda. OMG, Donna and Steve, my cousins live in Western Minnesota, and one of them dated a girl from the Jennie-O Turkey Factory. This girl was missing her teeth. We called her Summer Teeth. Some are there, some aren't. Oh, wow. The same girl also said, my boss is always hitting on me when I'm deboning chickens.
Sweet Lord. Oh, my gosh. My 20-year-old, this is from Heather, my 20-year-old son was listening to the slow jam with me, and his response was, I like that the horse is the lady in Mule Creation. I like when the gal is the big spoon once in a while. Jeez.
Oh. Oh, my God.
All right.
All right.
Let's take a break.
Okay, sounds
that was
good.
All incidental contact. There are apologies for everything.
For everything, all week.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll do a quick skew to see what leftovers we might have from the show that we didn't get to, and we will find out what the soup of the day is when we come back.
Hey there, it's Rocco for Crescent Tide Cremation Services. Crescent Tide is a family-run small business right here in St. Paul. Lisa and Verlin, they used to be in the full-service funeral business, and one day they decided, you know what, it just seems like today so many people, they don't want to spend a lot of money on this end-of-life stuff. They don't want to have a stuffy funeral home-type situation. They want to have a simple cremation and then go off and have the celebration of life for that person that fits that person. And so they pivoted. They became a simple cremation service where simple, customizable cremations start at just $1,000. If you look around or if you look at their Google reviews, you'll see person after person that said, wow, I called around when my mom died and somebody quoted me 4 times what Crescent Tide did. Another guy says, even though Crescent Tide has the best price around, it doesn't feel like a discount operation. They are a prompt, courteous, sympathetic business over there, Lisa and Verlin. It's called Crescent Tide Cremation Services.
Final stretch of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Speaking of fun, got a fun question here in the email bag.
I think I got the answer.
Did you Google it or did you know it?
I had to Google it.
Okay, the question is, let's see if Mike knows. This comes from Carissa, who says, random, do you know what the dot over a lowercase j is called? This is a fun game. We should play this. I'm going to say umlaut.
An umlaut. It is not an umlaut.
That's what I was going to guess, so I have no idea. Yeah. Oh,
great minds.
It is called a tittle.
Oh, yeah. Ah.
Or a superscript. A superscript dot. Small distinguishing mark. And that is the same over an I or a J.
Okay, a tittle.
Yeah.
Umlaut is the double dots the thing above a vowel.
Cum laude.
Hmm? Wait, what kind of word would you use an umlaut over? Like, can you give me an example of a word?
What did he say the umlaut was?
No, I can't. It's the little two dots that
the
are
double
above
dot.
The, above vowels. Usually it's over an A, an O, or a U.
Yeah, oh.
It feels like we don't use that. Well, let me ask. What about in naive?
There, maybe. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You know, it's, no, I'm seeing it as normal.
Okay. I'm looking for examples of umlauts.
Donna.
Hey.
Donna. Hey.
Hey,
spelling,
hey, Steve.
Spelling
Steve,
bee.
Steve.
Spell naive.
That one's not too hard. N-A-I-V-E. Oh, with an umlaut.
It is N-A-I-V-E. I see no umlaut.
I would like to use the word umlaut every day in a sentence.
Hanson did the whole song about it.
Umlaut.
Umlaut.
I think they're German, right?
It's a German thing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
Changes the pronunciation of the word, of the letter.
How about the Brits putting an R before an E?
Yeah.
Well, that's annoying.
Theater.
oh, what do you think? You're fancier than us?
They do. Mm-hmm. And I think they are as well, until they smile. It takes their fancy points down a few, don't you think, Donna? I'm like, holy prop store smile. Hmm. Does it hurt having those in? Donna, you didn't hear any of my British jokes because you started reading your phone.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Who was it? Who were you talking to?
It is personal. It was my doctor about my urinalysis.
No, it wasn't. That's it. Oh, man. So bummed out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I heard. It was like teeth jokes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you.
All right, I got an email. Okay. Cold read the email that comes in. Slow jam. Carrie. Oh my gosh, you guys are nuts and had me laughing. It inspired me to stick Steve's head on some centaur artwork. My apologies to stealing the artist's work, as photographs of centaurs are hard to come by. I would have added it here, but no option. It was sent to Steve's Instagram. Okay.
All right. Now we all go to Steve's Instagram.
No, this is in my DMs.
Oh, got it. All right.
Let me see. I'll pull it up, though, so that you guys can see it. Oh, my. Loving what I see.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. I would make such a hot centaur.
Oh, my.
It's incredible.
Wow. She
I got an look at eight pack.
Yeah, she really did it up.
Holy cow. Hang on. How do I change a profile pic? Wow. Hey, you know what they say? Don't skip leg day. You know what I mean? With the centaur and the horse.
I hear you.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. That's great. That's funny. How about that some people can do that? Just like quickly do it.
I don't know. Art, you know. Digital artists, what do you call them?
Graphic designers.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Yep. That's incredible. All right, Steve. Now Steve's just going to be staring at his picture all day. It's just like
it's inspiring.
A freaking duck stares at its reflection.
I need to put it in the pantry near the chips so that when I go to reach for the chips, I remember Centaur Steve. Would he eat these?
You should print that out and put it in the fridge so when Lou opens the door.
I should put it like in her closet.
Yes.
You know? And then if I hear like a from up there. Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing anything today. I'm a disaster. Thank you.
What did you say you're doing after this today again?
I'm dog sitting.
Oh yeah, they're in good hands.
They'll Let's find be out fine.
What the soup is.
Yeah. It's always a surprise. Oh, no.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Hey.
Would you want to be a centaur for like just one day if you could? A human top torso and then the.
I'm aware of a centaur. I know what it is.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't think so. That'd be weird.
Huh, not
I mean,
even
what
for
would you
day?
Do?
Well, you'd probably run real fast.
Yeah, but you can, like, get in a car.
You don't need to. You're a horse.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
so
your,
you just,
your horsepower. You got one horsepower.
I mean,
like the weekend. You don't have to drive into work. You just do it at home or
so
in
just
your neighborhood.
Chilling in the backyard.
Yes.
Does that mean I have six limbs, right?
You would have two arms and then the whole horse leg situation, front and back.
Yeah. How do you lay down? There's a lot of questions I have. Let's not.
All right.
That's like the Nate Bargatze stand-up bit when he passed a horse that was sleeping and they thought that the horse was dead.
Oh, because they sleep sometimes lying down?
I think they always sleep
always
lying
sleep
down.
Always sleep lying down, right?
I don't know.
You think
know
they're
how it works.
Standing?
I don't know.
Do cow? Yeah, cows lay down too.
Yeah.
What's the soup of the day?
I got chicken wild rice.
Okay, classic.
We got... turkey and ham club wrap or salad.
Great.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
And then the full salad bar.
You got it.
What else? Rock and roll.
What are you doing this weekend?
My wife's in D.C., so I have the kids and running them around.
Yeah.
I'm running the Goldies race with them on Sunday.
Oh, my
gosh. That should be fun in the rain.
Cute. Oh, yeah, there is that.
It'll make it more of a memory.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, good for
Cold
you.
Cold and windy, yeah.
Brian's a good dad. He gets dad points. That's great.
Yay, Brian.
All right, we love you. We got to go. We're on the radio.
Bye. All right, bye. All right, you too. Thank you. Oh, look, he got real nice at the end there.
He's been nice recently. Yeah, I wonder if something's going on. Did he get a raise or something?
Maybe.
He's been less mad.
It's always good.
All right, we'll let everybody have their weekend now. We've got The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn coming up next. Lo J after that. Love you long time. Bye now.
Bye.